This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, a lack of news is one thing that's keeping it from going higher. That might even be keeping it from going lower at the moment. And we did see it mid-morning. Choice box beef was $1.84 higher. Selects up 93 cents on a good movement of 124 loads. Saw a small cattle kill day of 102,000 head. And we've yet to really hear anything serious coming out of our feed yards as far as bids. We saw mostly negative trade today in our livestock markets, and we closed mostly on a negative side, but none of the cattle complex made new lows for the week. August cattle were 45 higher, October live cattle 2 lower, August feeder cattle up 17, October feeders down 25, and October lean hogs 57 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields, and you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pull and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now for immediate delivery.
When you go Bob, you go quality.
Tom, what's bringing support to wheat prices?
Well, Liz, I think it's a combination of things. We did not really have any big news today. Egypt did buy 120,000 metric tons of wheat from Russia. The U.S. was not even close to being competitive. We are continuing to see some private forecasts for next week's USDA report, most all showing lower corn and soybean production and yield than what we saw in the July USDA report. But most of this upside today was bottom picking, technical buying such as short covering, and some positioning ahead of next Wednesday's report. Nothing price movement as far as major news. Now, we did see September Casey wheat close 4.5 higher today. December Casey wheat up 4.75. September Chicago wheat up 8.5 cents. September corn 4 cents higher. December corn up 4.5. September soybeans 14 higher. November up 11. And December cotton 12 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities with our market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.